Memphis braces. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. For the public's reaction to the release later today of the video from body cameras worn by the five police officers who've now been charged with the murder in the death of Tyree Nichols following a traffic stop.
I didn't see it, but from what I hear, it's going to be horrific.
That's Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells, appealing for peaceful reaction from the community during a vigil in Memphis last night for her son. Also being released today, video from the night former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, was attacked by a man with a hammer in their San Francisco home. There will be images from the body cameras worn by responding police officers and the Pelosi's home surveillance system. Representative Pelosi says she doesn't need to see it.
It would be a very hard thing to see an assault on my husband's life.
Prosecutor had asked the court not to release the video, fearing it could be misused. The judge said no. The man charged with killing seven people at two farms in Northern California this week has told a San Jose television station he committed the killings. Chun Li Zhao telling KNTV he had been bullied and made to work long hours at one of the farms. The agency in charge of storing and cataloging presidential documents is asking several former presidents to look around.
The National Archives reportedly sent a letter to offices for the last six administrations asking officials to search records of former presidents and vice presidents for classified materials. The House Oversight Committee plans a transcribed interview with a lawyer for the National Archives next week.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Iran now has enough enriched uranium on hand to build not one, but several nuclear weapons, according to the chief of the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency. But Rafael Mariano Grossi of the International Atomic Energy Agency has told a European Union subcommittee Iran has not yet built a means to deliver a nuclear weapon, and the West should redouble its efforts to stop them. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Testimony has begun in the double murder trial of former North Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh.
Prosecutors called to the stand some of the first responders to arrive at the scene following the shooting deaths of his wife and son. At times, Murdaugh seemed visibly upset, especially when viewing body cam video from one of the officers and listening to graphic descriptions of the victims. Murdaugh's defense tried to poke holes in the prosecution's case, suggesting that tire track and foot impressions were not properly investigated. Another investigator testified that while Murdaugh did not cry, he was in emotional distress when they arrived at the crime scene. The investigator said Murdaugh's demeanor changed when he saw investigators examining truck tire impressions.
Fox's David Lee Miller. A crime lab in Oklahoma confirms remains of a child found earlier this month have now been identified as 4-year-old Athena Brownfield. She went missing on Christmas Day. Her caretaker has been charged with her murder. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis suggesting changes to state law that would make people who rape children eligible for the death penalty.
The proposal would also allow the death penalty without a unanimous jury decision. That part of the plan, prompted by the failure of a jury to reach a unanimous death sentence in the case of Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz, who was instead sentenced to life. DeSantis believes that convicted child rapists should at least be sentenced to a mandatory life sentence should a jury not authorize an execution. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Android users are being warned about a dangerous new piece of malware called Hook. It allows hackers to take over a user's infected phone and steal files and things like banking logon credentials. Fox's cyber guy Kurt Knutson has details on how to avoid it at foxnews.com. After a 200-point gain on Thursday, early morning Dow futures are trading about 30 points lower. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.